the unexploded bomb. Two householders, semi-detached, once found, digging their gardens, a bomb underground. Half in one's land, half in the other's, with a fence between. Neighbours they were, but for years had been hardly on speaking terms. Now, X and Ben's to pass a remark across the creosoted fence.
Look what I've got. Oh, you've got it too. Then what, may I ask, are you proposing to do about this object of yours, which menaces my wife, my kiddies, my property, my whole way of life?
Your way of life,
says why,
is no credit to humanity. I don't wish to quarrel, but since you began it, I find your wife stuck up, your children repel me, and let me remind you that we too have the telly, this bomb of mine.
I don't like your tone, and I must point out that since I own more bomb than you, to create any tension between us won't pay you.
What a strange misapprehension,
says the other.
My portion of bomb is near 6 inches longer than yours. So
they seem,
the bomb muttered in its clenched and narrow sleep,
to take me for a vegetable marrow.
It would give me,
said X,
the very greatest pleasure to come across the fence now with my tape measure.
Oh, no.
Why, answered.
I'm not having you trampling my flower beds and peering through my windows.
Oh, ho!
Snarled X.
If that's your attitude, I warn you to keep your brats in future from trespassing upon my land, although bitterly regret it.
You misunderstand. My family has no desire to step on your soil, and my bomb is a peace lover's weapon.
Called a passing angel.
If you two shout and fly into tantrums and keep dancing about,
the thing will go off.
It is surely permissible to say that your bomb,
though highly visible,
is in another sense one and indivisible. By which I mean, if you'll forgive the phrase,
gentlemen,
the bloody thing works both ways. So let me put forward a dispassionate proposal.
Both of you ring for a bomb disposal unit.
And ask them to remove, post-haste, the cause of your dispute.
X and Y stared aghast at the angel.
Remove my bomb?
They sang in unison both.
Allow a gang to invade my garden and pull up the fence upon which my own way of life depends. Only a sentimental idealist could mute it.
I, thank God, am a realist.
The angel fled. The bomb turned over in its sleep and mumbled.
I shall soon discover if X and Y are too daft to unfuse me. How the devil intends to use me.